Andrew Lewis Salem's Revolutionary Champion features 18th century artifacts and weapons, recreated items where touching them is fine, and backstories on how fictional people lived at that time of change in this country from all walks of life, even those enslaved in the valley. Assistant director for the Salem Museum is Hunter Haskins. He says there is a hands-on, interactive approach to the new exhibit on General Andrew Lewis and the times he lived in.
We created an aroma station to share scents and smells with people of a colonial kitchen and the Revolutionary War battlefield. Hands-on tables with Revolutionary War muskets, bags, cartridges, clothes for children to try on, a new immersive experience with six fictional characters that you can take a character story card, follow them around to a series of stations, and learn about how they would have experienced the war, just as Andrew Lewis or local surgeon and patriot William Fleming would have experienced it as well.
Colonel William Fleming was a friend of Andrew Lewis and a local fellow patriot. Fleming's also in the spotlight at the Salem Museum exhibit, which runs through next March.
It was Fleming who encouraged Lewis to move to this area when he settled in Roanoke County, or what would eventually be Roanoke County. It's the newly formed Botetourt County. He is the one who helps Lewis get into politics and encourages him to be the head of all militia in Augusta County, going up to Stanton. And he's also the one who is by his side when Lewis takes cold and ill and dies just 40 miles away from returning home to what would one day be Salem.
Andrew Lewis built his Richfield estate where the Salem Civic Center is now located. Admission to the Salem Museum is free. Gene Morano, WFIR News.